Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Tuesday, the 4th of February, 2020. It is the 35th day of the year. 331 days remain till the end of the year, 28 days until primaries, 44 days until spring begins, and 273 days until presidential elections. Today is the approximate midpoint of winter. We can call this midwinter because equal in number of days until spring, as has since the beginning of winter. Sun rises at 7:11. It is sunset at 5:38, 10 hours, 27 minutes of daylight. First low tide was at 12:33, next low tide at 2:08 this afternoon. First high tide will be at 6:51, and the final high tide at the Golden Gate at 9:30 tonight. Moon is currently 73.9% visible. A waxing gibbous will have a full moon on Saturday. Today is African American Coaches Day, Liberace Day, Create a Vacuum Day, Hemp Day, Homemade Soup Day, Stuffed Mushroom Day, Thank a Mailman Day, Rosa Parks Day, Safer Internet Day, Torture Abolition Day, USO Day. It's also the Day of Armed Struggle in Angola, Independence Day in Sri Lanka, Rosa Parks Day in California and Missouri, and World Cancer Day. On this day in African American history, in 1794, the French legislature abolished slavery throughout all territories of the French First Republic. Unfortunately, slavery was later reestablished in the French West Indies in 1802. Rosa Parks was born on this day, her birth name Rosa Louise McCauley, born in Tuskegee, Alabama in the year 1913. On this day in 1986, a stamp of Sojourner Truth was issued by the United States Postal Service, and in 1999, we got to know the name Amadou Diallo. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share this special day with Emperor Norton, Constance Markovich, Charles Lindbergh, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Eric Leinsdorf, Ida Lupino, Janet Waldo, Betty Friedan, Russell Hoban, Stanley Carno, go away, David Brenner, Dan Quayle, Alice Cooper, and Oscar De La Hoya. Lots more at klw.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin at klw.org. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio station, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today in the cafeterias. In many of the elementary schools, the creamy Alfredo pasta, the chicken taco trio with rice, the scoops with chicken and green chili cheese dip, the garden chicken salad shaker, and the chopped lettuce and grape tomatoes with ranch. That's just in elementary schools. Middle and high schoolers can also have the turkey pepperoni or cheese pizza, the barbacoa fajita bowl, the cherry tomato and cucumber cup, and the baby carrots. That's what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. More BBC News later this hour with Topline at 8:42. BBC News later today at 2 o'clock. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local Northern California news stories. From Sacramento, California voters will consider expanding rent control statewide in November. At a time of worsening homelessness in the state, the Secretary of State, Alex Padilla, announced yesterday that the measure qualified for the fall ballot. The initiative would end current restrictions in state law, allowing cities and counties to implement and expand rent control policies that limit how much rents can increase each year. Voters back in 2018 rejected a similar initiative after a $100 million battle between advocates and the real estate industry. From San Francisco, a highly anticipated report from a University of California faculty task force is recommending that the prestigious 10-campus public university system keep the SAT and ACT tests as part of its admissions processes. The recommendation is not good news to activists who have long argued that standardized tests put minority and local low-income students at a disadvantage. The 192-page report will be reviewed by the UC Academic Senate, which will compile faculty input from all UC campuses before giving its recommendations to UC President Janet Napolitano. The findings are still preliminary and will go before the UC Board of Regents in May. Much more up on, that is to say, wrong script. Cross Currents Morning Report is coming up later this hour. More local news at 4:04 this afternoon and a full half hour of Cross Currents later today at 5. For KLW News, I'm Kevin Vance.